Killarney's Rural Flaherty was among the winners at the 68th Annual Grammy Awards on Sunday in Los Angeles. Rory's a senior master engineer at Sterling Sound Studio in the US, and he was part of teams that received four nominations at this year's awards. Rory was one of the team which won for their work on the record of the year, Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA. Well, earlier I caught up with Rory, and first question I asked him, how did he feel all about all of this?
I feel good. Thank you. And, you know, I feel, I suppose you don't realize I'm very, how would you say, I'm very light with it all. Like I don't do this for prizes or for number ones or whatever. I do it because I love the work and I believe that it matters, you know. But I think I was surprised that when we did win and you sort of had that feeling of like, oh, okay, you're kind of relaxing in your body and feeling it. And obviously hundreds and hundreds of messages from friends and clients and everyone. So it's been a busy couple of days. But yeah, feel good, feel tired, and have a lot of work to do. So back to just, you know, I didn't work so much yesterday, but today is a full slate of mastering to do.
What have you heard back from home, from the family back in Killarney?
Yeah, speaking to everyone, you know, lots of friends and old friends and people at home in town. And yeah, I spoke to my family. Most of them stayed up all night in Ireland to watch the show. And so I was able to, you know, one of the most fun things about being there, this is our third year being at the show. One of the most fun things is just texting and sending photos and buzzing with the gang back home, because they're watching it live. So, you know, we're commenting on people's outfits and we're just the color of it all, you know, and different things. And it's really just really fun. It's really special to kind of have them there with us, you know.
What were you saying then to all the people involved in the record that your team, you are part of the team that won for your work on the record of the year, Luther by Kendrick Lamar and SZA? What were you all saying to each other, yourselves and Kendrick and SZA and the whole team involved? What was the whole reaction? And I know for a lot of people, they're well used to winning awards, but still the thrill of it must be immense.
Yeah, it you know, the people that I work with, they're all close friends and say the same thing that we always talk about. It's you know, I love them and I love working with them, and I'm grateful for every day that we get to do it. You know, it's a privilege to be able to be trusted with people's music on big projects like this. You know, more so, but honestly, not, you know, for a young artist, for their first time release, it's a huge deal for them too. You know, so I take the responsibility seriously, and sharing that with my friends and the people that I work with is a real privilege, you know. And so that's the tenor of it. It's just, I love you guys and I love working with you, you know.
How did this all happen for you? How did you get involved in music production, in getting involved in the industry? Was this something you always wanted from childhood?
Not from childhood. You know, I was a science nerd, so I wanted to be a scientist from when I was a kid. You know, I was reading encyclopedias and always interested in that. And then I started playing music when I was 15, something like that. My brother Tony is a musician, and my older sisters Laurie and Elaine, they all played in the Glen Eagle band. And but Tony played, you know, in all sorts of bands and cool rock bands and everything. So when I was a kid, you know, he was rehearsing with his bands in the garage, and I'd be sitting on the amplifiers and listening and poking in and out, and he would be playing piano and playing keyboards and stuff. So I started pottering with all that stuff as a kid, but really only started learning to play when I was 15 on one of Tony's guitars. Once I started playing, then it was, you know, you're joining bands and you're doing gigs, and that led to doing some recording at home, and then it just sort of went from there, you know. And there's just so many, like I'm thinking here over the last couple of days, there's just so many people involved in the journey, you know, at every level, from my bandmates, you know, early on, Anton McCarty that I played with, and Colin Sullivan, who's the principal out at St. Oliver's, you know, playing in bands, all the boys from Glunder and the Brendan and Anthony and the guys and Patrick and Sean. my brother, obviously, you know, just so many people that I played a lot of trad music with and learned from. And it's really endless. I could fill your whole show with just people that I worked with and that were part of the journey, you know.
So they all contributed in their own way to you, to your being part of the team that won the Grammy for Record
Very much.
Of the Year.
Very much. It's hard to imagine that, you know, playing trad music in Killarney with Padraig Buckley and Henry Cronin and Tim Hickey, all these nights, hundreds and hundreds of nights of playing music. It's hard to imagine how they would impact, you know, working on a number one record, you know, but they do. It all shapes how you feel music and how you hear music. I worked in Variety Sounds in Killarney with Pat and Breather for years, and Con, you know, that shaped me in a way, you know, and it all goes in and it all forms you, you know.
From trad to Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah, why not?
And what were the names of the bands you were involved with in Killarney, Rory?
I did a lot of work with the lads in Glunder when they were really having their moment. And that was very special. I did a lot of live sound. And I must give an honourable mention to Neely Sullivan, who worked with us. Neely does all of the, you know, the speaker rental and the PA rental. And he's a huge part of the journey. When we were 15, 16, making an ungodly racket in the garage, Neely would rent us amps for months at a time. And he'd come to pick them up and charge us £5, which was cheap even then, you know. But yeah, Glunder did a bunch of music with Colm Sullivan with his songs. I was in a band, different bands with my friend Anto McCarthy, different, you know, playing indie music. And when we were at college in Stéphane Naefa in Cork, you know, no hit records there, but lots of fun and lots of learning and growing and you know, connecting with audiences.
Well, I think it was Malcolm Gladwell who's spoken about the 10,000 hours that is needed to become an expert, to become skilled in your field. And you're certainly evidence of that, Rory. How then did you make the break to go to America? How did that all happen?
My wife, Sydney, is Californian. So she, when we met, we got married in Ireland and she lived there with me for 11 or 12 years. And sometime around 2000 or 2001, she got a job offer here. And we, you know, it was a big move, but we kind of thought, well, if we say no, we might always wonder. If we say yes and we don't like it, we can just come back, you know? So we took a chance on it and we were able to move to LA, which kind of made sense for me music wise. But, you know, I didn't really have that many connections here. And, you know, it was starting from the bottom. Yeah, that was the original origin. And then when we have two girls, when we adopted our kids, Sydney stopped working and has been a stay-at-home mom with them, you know.
You and your family had a very difficult time last year with the LA fires.
Yeah. We lost our home in the fires last year. And not something you would choose, but also something that we were able to come through. Well, I think, you know, obviously, I think in many ways we feel luckier than most people. You know, we had the sort of means to bounce back and the energy. Part of being here is that, you know, we met so many older people. You know, you meet people who lose pets, who've lost cars, who really are having to rebuild homes, you know, things that are really, really challenging. And in many ways, we sort of felt lucky, felt very supported by everyone, by our friends and by community. And we were able to sort of get things back on track pretty quickly. Yeah, we lost a lot of stuff, but, you know, the girls were safe and that's really all that matters, you know.
And Rory, it's clear how level-headed you are. I have to admit that if I were working with the likes of Billie Eilish or Taylor Swift or Kendrick Lamar, I'd be very star-eyed.
Yeah, their lives are extraordinary. Like they're so challenging and difficult in so many ways. I wouldn't want it, you know, I wouldn't want what they have. It's an incredible amount of stress and work, and they're unbelievably talented and hardworking and committed in ways that people really don't see. Being close to these artists and producers and mixers and the teams that work, I'm more impressed than even probably the ordinary person is with them, you know, in terms of what they've achieved and what it takes and how gifted they are. Really, at the end of the day, you're just trying to show up for the work. I'm just in service of the music, and they are too in many ways. So we're trying to just focus on doing good work.
These are very tense times in the United States, and that was evidenced by the amount of celebrities at the Grammy Awards who spoke out against ICE. How does that atmosphere affect you doing your work?
It affects everyone. I'm not immune to that. Because of the success, I suppose I'm in a position where I get to mentor a lot of younger engineers and help them out and people in music generally. And I'm always beating the same drum, which is just, I'm optimistic about the future. I am optimistic about America. I'm optimistic about humanity. And there's a lot of people who will benefit if we sort of fall into despair. And I don't want that. You know, I don't want that for my children. I don't want that for my friends. I don't want that for young people. So there are challenges, you know, politically. There's challenges with AI. There's challenges with climate. There's challenges with war, whatever. And still, we get up in the morning and we have to love our families, and we have to do good work, and we have to take care of our neighbors and move on and believe that things can be better, you know. So it affects me, but I really work hard not to despair or to get negative or to just be sort of swept up in narratives that maybe fall apart when you do a little bit more work on understanding them, you know.
Well, Kerry, and in particular Clarney, are on cloud nine. First, Jesse Buckley winning a Grammy Award. First, Jesse Buckley winning a Golden Globe Award, I should say. Now you winning a Grammy Award, Rory. And of course, the Academy Awards in March next month when Jesse Buckley is nominated in the Best Actress category. These are heady times for Kerry people, aren't they?
I mean, I suppose any time one of our own can have a little success, it's great. And I'm sure, I don't know Jessie, she was quite a bit younger than me, so I knew her mom a little when I worked in Killarney. But you know, I think she would probably say the same thing. You know, I was school friends with Mike Fassbender, who's another Killarney export that did very well. And I think
a Sem boy you are.
You know,
you're a Sem boy.
A Sem boy, yeah, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. And you see the threads, the local people, the local experiences that shape people, you know, and give us the opportunity to start. So I think what's important about a Jesse or Mike Fassbender is that, you know, that Killarney remains the kind of place where the next generation of artists and creators and poets and builders and players, sports players, that where they have a team to join or a theater to perform in or a venue, you know, we're nothing without, when I think back, it's like the Falcha, you know, the Callahan brothers, you know, who are all past now, their love of music created a venue for us where we could do shows, or, you know, Evan Doyle with Rudy's and Your Man's and all the trad pubs, you know, the Grand that gave me my first live sound gig and still going, you know, gangbusters. All of those places create the opportunity. And I'm sure for Jesse it was other things like that, and for Mike too, you know. And the other thing I think that's important to say is that not everyone goes on to win a prize or to get some kind of recognition at higher levels, but those experiences on teams or playing music or in theater or the arts, they still shape people's lives and their relationships and their connections. So they're very important. It's equally important, I think, to have those opportunities. You know, I hope that Killarney and Kerry remains a place where that's true. You know, I feel that it is from my visits home, you know.
And finally, last question, Rory. When do you hope to come back to Killarney again? I was speaking to Labour Councillor Marie Maloney, who's on Killarney Municipal District. Talks of they'd hope to have a civic reception or some way of honouring you, rightly so, for winning a Grammy. When will you be back in Killarney, back home again?
Well, we were just home at Christmas with the family, and I know I'll be back in August. Because I have a wedding to attend in England, and so I'll tack on a little trip to Ireland. So, and maybe in between, it really depends on the work schedule. It's pretty punishing what we have to do every week. So it really depends on that. But maybe in the later in the spring, early summer, but definitely by August. So I'm looking forward to seeing everyone again.
And that is Rory O'Flaherty from Killarney, who was recognised for his work at the Grammys. He was part of the team which won for their work on Record of the Year, Luther by Kendrick Lamar and Shazza. And he spoke to me there yesterday afternoon, and you can just hear the gratitude and the joy in his voice, and how grateful he was to be able to grow up in a place like Killarney, where his love for music, creativity was nurtured. And that was a very important message from Rory, I think, that not everybody is going to be a Rory O'Flaherty or a Jesse Buckley, but it's important that we all have spaces where we can be creative and enjoy music or singing or dancing or writing or whatever it is. And he says Kerry, and specifically Killarney, is one of those places where that creativity is nurtured. A lovely message, but a very important message as well. And it's great. These are heady times for Kerry people and creative Kerry people.